Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hi, everybody. Good morning to you from California. I'm not sure where you are, wherever you are. Good day to you. We've enjoyed getting to know people. I've had some folks let me know that they've been listening to the show. The call-in number is 347-989-1329. I'm going to read a bit of a disclaimer so that everybody understands what we're not doing and what we are doing. All the investment information contained in this radio show has been secured by sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepard believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. Views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in this radio show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. in any matter or Ken Shepard. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepard accepts no liability for the content of this radio show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepard recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you to understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So that being said, out of the way, this is Ken Shepard. I've been in real estate for about 30 years. We've closed tens of millions of dollars worth of real estate and different kinds of things. We do a lot of structured financing, creative things. I started with no money, and I can show you how to start with no money and create income for yourself and your family. My website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. You're welcome to learn more about us there. Go to our Twitter feed at Ken Shepard 8. That's the at symbol KENSHEPPARD. Join our Twitter file, or Twitter feed, I should say, or also our Facebook page. And you can learn more about us, of course, through our website. Look at the resume and the accomplishments tabs. And you can call us at 818-585-9706. Or send us an email to F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in India, at Pacbell, PACBELL.net, or call the office 310-358-7087. The office is a 24-hour voicemail follow-me system. The cell, of course, I keep on during business hours during the California workday. And, of course, the email works 24/7, as does the Twitter feed. So we've been speaking in the various other calls or other shows that we've had about finding real estate, talking to agents, working with agents, and just various things that go along with finding foreclosures, both before and after the auction, and also during the auction, how to make those kind of deals. And obviously, one of the things that's really important to everybody is to learn about how you find the capital in order to do these transactions, because you have to have money to drive these deals. Whether it's yours, whether it's somebody else's, whether it's what's called other people's money, OPM, or you're using your own capital or a combination or credit cards or credit lines or whatever you're using for helping you make your deals, you have to have funds to move transactions. So we're going to spend some time today talking about various ways that you can learn how to find capital. And there's a whole bunch of different things about capital. First of all, you can find capital by going simply to your local or a larger base. Like if you go to a Craigslist and put in, I find property deals and I'm looking for money to do my deals or looking for partners. You can do that on papersourceonline.com. There's a whole bunch of different web pages that you can go to where you can find investors and you can post looking for investors for your deals even before you find the deals. Because then when you find the investors and you have the deals, you'll have the capital to bring to the deal so you can actually make the deal and get paid. Because anytime you do a deal in real estate, well, not anytime, I shouldn't say that. Most of the time, it's going to require a deposit in escrow or with an attorney or something like that to hold the property. I have done deals where I put up $1 to hold the property, but that's highly unusual. Sometimes it's $100, sometimes it's $10,000. Just every deal is different according to what you can negotiate. And so you want to hold the property for as long as you possibly can, for as little money as possible, so you can actually close on it without having capital exposed. The other thing that's important about working with funds is you want to make sure that when you get a call from somebody or anybody gets in touch with you from an ad or you go visit or you put out business cards or whatever you do to create people's awareness of you as an investor and as somebody who finds transactions, you need to understand some of the terms that go along with real estate. And if you have any questions about any of the terms, there's many, many books on various very simple real estate terms that you can turn to and investment terms you can turn to. You can get to the library, you can find things online. All you do is put in the right search words like learn how to find money and things like that. And you can find different ways that you can locate capital. And there's other things we're going to talk about in this show about how you find capital. And some of it's partner equity, and some of it will be debt, or maybe a combination of both. Or it may be somebody that just funds a deal for you and you get a fee for bringing them the deal, or whatever it might be. So, as I said, you can go to web pages, you can go to the internet and go to Craigslist and Angie's List and places like that. You can go to your local Penny Saver type of magazine or Recycler and post there. There's some of those, or most of those, I think, are free. You can also go to investor groups, like networking groups that are, there's meetups. You can put in meetup into your search engine and look for meetups in your area. Just put in meetup Philadelphia or meetup Detroit or whatever. Investor clubs Atlanta, investor clubs Tampa, you know, whatever might be appropriate in real estate. Just put in real estate, of course, as well. And then you'll meet people in those kinds of environments that have common goals and common interests to you. That's one very, very good way, because you not only have the opportunity to meet with people that have funds, but also people that have deals. And they're looking to mix and match the pieces together so people can make a payment or get a check. So, but in any event, it all requires capital. Now, we're a source of capital. If we like your deal, we will fund your deal. We have evidence of funds for up to $500 million to look at all kinds of transactions. The money is not the challenge today. The challenge is, does the deal fit what we want to do? Because with so much going on in the turmoil of the market right now, in the turmoil of the world right now, there's a tremendous amount of money that's looking for a home at a very good rate of return. And there's lots of people with money that are in 401ks that can take loans against those 401ks and invest those, such, or maybe not loans, but they can use their 401ks to invest. And there's all kinds of stuff, but let me just kind of keep it a little simpler. You can talk to people in the real estate market. You can go to real estate networking meetings. You can go to business networking meetings. I suggest going to the networking clubs for real estate investors in your local area. That's been a very good one for us. Another good one is always go where people go that have a lot of money. And where do you think people are that have a lot of money? Well, and that you can approach them easily enough without interrupting what they're doing. Well, one place I found is golf courses, because a lot of people that are at very expensive golf courses have a lot of money and are just, you could sit at the restaurant bar, have a soda, and just talk to people that sit down at the bar, or talk to the bartender about who is around that maybe would be somebody that they think might be interested in real estate, because people talk to bartenders all the time. So I think that's a really good one, is talking to the people at the golf courses. Another good one is going to places like I like to go sometimes to airports where a lot of the wealthier people sit that are waiting for planes in the private section of the smaller airports, and also the restaurants around those airports are really good at the airport. Other areas that I found is really good is is lawyers. Lawyers know people with a lot of money. CPAs know people with a lot of money. I was just talking, to a CPA this morning who used to work at one of the big 10 top firms, and she was saying that she knows a lot of people that have capital that are always looking to invest. But I think another thing is escrow people are good, title people are good, realtors can be good if you're not talking to that same realtor about finding the property, because that would be a little strange, but sometimes other realtors might be able to help you. I like, as I said, running ads. I've done all these different things myself, so I know that they work. Talking to different lenders and people that deal with lenders and private equity and private companies, you can find those kinds of people online. Just put in private equity loans in your area or wherever you want to do your business, and you'll find a lot of people that will come up, and some of them will be principals, which means they actually have the money, and some of them will be not principals, and it means they're people putting together deals like you that are packaging the deals or as an agent brokering the deal or whatever might be the case. So it's very, very important, as I mentioned before, and we've talked about this on various shows, that you have to have the money to drive the deals. And one of the other areas that we've found is really good for us is working with hard money lenders. What I mean by a hard money lender is a private investor who has capital, who works outside of what we'll call the standard banking structure, and will lend money to people regardless sometimes of their credit. They look specifically at the asset value. They usually want you to have some money in the transaction. They're not looking to finance you 100%, although I do know some that will finance you for 100%, including fixing up the properties. However, when you get into those kinds of investors, they're very expensive, and the cost to do business with them can be very, very dangerous if you're not careful, because if you don't do what you're supposed to do, they'll foreclose the property. But private investors and hard money lenders, it's called hard money, I think, because it's hard to pay back and easy to fund. So it could be a great source of capital. We've used it many times to do deals. And hard money lenders can be somebody you can turn to for properties sometimes when they don't want the properties anymore. I've bought properties from hard money lenders before. And also they could be great sources of capital because they need to put their money to work so they can get a better return on it than they're getting by having it in the bank. Because, of course, in the bank today, you don't get a very good return on capital at all. You get like 1% or 2% in a certificate of deposit. And hard money lenders usually charge from 10 to 15 to 16% for the use of their money. But if you're making more than it's costing you, it's always good to have somebody to invest with you. And the other thing, here's another thing. We always tell people, don't worry about what it costs. Look at what you're making for the investment. So if you say to yourself, oh, my goodness, I have to pay all this money to get funded and I have to pay all this money back, well, you know, what's the other side? Is the other side you're going to make $20,000 or $15,000 or $10,000 or $5,000 or whatever? As long as you're making a profit, just consider it as a cost of doing business, because every deal has costs associated with it, whatever they may be. And sometimes they're high and sometimes they're low. It depends on your credit. It depends on the equity in the property and all kinds of different things and your history in working with real estate and such like that. But at the end of the day, lenders and hard money lenders specifically can be a great source of investors. Another place that we found investors is by going to the auctions, because at the auctions, investors have cash. Now, you don't necessarily have to be bidding on the property, but if you watch the people that are bidding and you wait until they're done bidding and they're not busy with their bidding so you don't interrupt them, you can introduce yourself to them, give them your card, and say, look, I find properties. How can I help you? What is it you're looking for? Because obviously they're out there at the auction because they want to find deals, and they have cash. If they didn't have cash, they wouldn't be able to bid, so you know you have qualified bidders. The other thing we suggest is you can talk to auction companies and find out when they're having auctions other than foreclosure auctions. Probate auctions is one. you could find those by just put a probate auction and wherever you want to be buying property or looking at property, you could find them that way and go to the auctions if you can and get to meet the people at the auction and give them your card. Always have business cards. You can get business cards for next to nothing. I think just for freight, actually, if you just put free business cards into the internet, I think there's a service that gets free business cards. And so and they really look nice, and they're very presentable and very professional. And, you know, I think they have the name of the business card company on the back. But so that doesn't really matter. You still have a really nice business card, and people can see that you're in business. And we've used those business cards for a long time, and everybody has been very receptive of receiving those cards from us. And we get them from those services, so we don't have to pay for the cards, except rate. So that's another thing. Of course, the other thing you can do to find investors is you can have a website, and you can drive investors to that website from different kinds of investment seminars and meetings and things like that. And you can have all of that on your business card, so people come to your website and learn more about you. But that's a little more sophisticated. I think for the purpose of this call, let's keep it simple. So you go to the auctions. That's one thing. You could talk to brokers, and you could talk to escrow and title people. You could go where wealthy people hang out, like the golf courses, and just things where wealthy people go, where you won't interrupt them from their general activities, and get to know them. You know, whether it's going to big stockbrokers meetings, or, you know, going to lots of different places you can think of where people have money, business investment seminars, meetups are great, all kinds of meetups. Just put in whatever kind of meetup you want in your city, and the chances are there's one close by. And they're very easy to find, and I've been to a few of those, and they've been really, really nice, and I met a couple of people there that I really like and that we're trying to do some things with right now, and we've gotten pretty close. We haven't closed anything with them, but we have gotten pretty close. The other thing you can do, of course, is go to different kinds of webinars on the internet where you have the opportunity to interact with people who are investors that have webinars because they have money and they obviously are looking for deals, and you can, you know, send them little text, or inside the webinars you can send them like a little message that says that you're looking to connect with people with capital, and they'll maybe answer you back. Lots of times they won't, but maybe they will. And so you have to do a lot of these different kinds of things. You don't know what's going to work until you try it. The other thing is always be presentable in how you look. Make sure you're dressed nicely, like you're going to an event, not necessarily a cocktail party or something, but just, you know, casually, you know, clean and neat, and all that kind of good stuff. Like you would dress if you're going to work in an accountant's office or a legal office or something like that. That's how I would suggest. Not a suit and tie, but anything, you know, maybe shirt and slacks. I mean, I wear suit and ties a lot, but, you know, you can if you want. It doesn't mean you shouldn't. And you can dress up if you want, want to put on a dress, or if you're a lady, you know, and you want to put on slacks or whatever, you know, it's fine. But the point is you want to be presentable and you want to be knowledgeable as best you can. And if you don't know anything, don't say you do. Just say, let me check on that and get back to you, and then make a note of it, and then look up the answer online or talk to somebody that you know, or find people in your network that can answer your question. Because the more people you have around you, the easier it'll be to get your questions answered. When I first started out, I was all by myself and I didn't know anybody, but little by little, I got to know different people and they helped me out as I learned more and more about how to approach investors and work with investors. The other thing is very important, I think, when you're going out to meet with investors, that if you're going to a meeting, make sure you're on time. Like if you're going to a meetup and it starts at 7:30, be there at 7:30 or even 7:10 or 7:15. Be the first one in the room, not the last one in the room. And so those are some ideas about how to work with investors and the kinds of investors that you might want to target. Of course, you can also get more sophisticated and do all kinds of things like, oh, as an example, you can, you can talk to people that have IRS that are working with, you know, big not problems deals, but like working with all kinds of CPAs, CPAs that do IRS tax returns, CPAs that do a lot of work for big companies and big investors, because everybody has somebody doing their taxes and everybody has somebody keeping their records, or most of them do, and you should if you don't. And so that's important. That in addition to all this, what I also want to talk about is you have to be motivated. You have to get out there and you have to try. You can't sit back and expect it's going to just happen. It doesn't work that way in my experience. You have to make the effort. You have to talk to people. You have to constantly be out there. Be polite. Make sure your name's known. Get known. Create a Twitter account. Create a Facebook page. I don't know how to do much of that stuff, but I know enough in order to get Twitter feeds out and people getting noticed about what we're doing and things of that nature. So, but it takes a little time in that regard, but it just all will come as you develop your skill set. So motivation is really something that you can only do for yourself. I mean, I used to remember when I was in different sales organizations, and they used to try and put up like a prize, like a television set or something, for the most sales. Well, that's fine and it's motivating, but if you're not motivated just to do the work anyway, the extra motivation of the prize, it could help, but to me, it's all about the sale. It's all about closing the deal and being part of that process. And but you have to be strong, you have to be motivated, and you have to get out there and really try and make things happen. One of the other things that we tell people is always be positive. Do not worry if things don't work out on the first deal. You could write 50 offers, maybe you'll get 50 no's, but it doesn't mean a no would turn into a yes, maybe in a month or two. You keep writing offers, you will find people that will accept your stuff, especially today when the market is so tenuous and there's so much instability going on. So we're very excited, actually, about the market today because there is so much fluctuation. And you hear one day in the press, everything's great and the market's doing fine. And then another day in the press, you hear, no, everything's not fine. There's a lot of foreclosures and a lot of people losing their home. So I think that all of this creates uncertainty, and that uncertainty creates opportunity. So I suggest really strongly that you consider all the things we've talked about in looking for investors. We also think it's very important to tell the truth no matter what you're doing. Always tell the truth, because your reputation cannot be bought. And the more people feel that they can trust you, the more they'll give you in the way of information, the more they'll give you in the way of help, and the more you'll have the opportunity to really expand your business with them by being involved with them and having them share with you things that are going on. I had an investor one time that when I met him, I offered to buy a loan from him that was not even a first, not a second, but a third, meaning it was the third loan recorded on the property. And I offered him $1,000 for an $11,000 note. And he said, come over to my house. He had a big house. And I went over there and I wondered why I was there. I said, well, are you going to accept my offer? He goes, no, but I'd like to give you $500,000 to invest, because if you think about things the way you do, there's no reason why I should invest with you and partner with you. He put up all the money. I did the work on the properties. I found the properties. I turned over the properties and sold them. And he put up all the money, and we made a lot of money together. We probably did 15 deals or so. He was one of my first big investors. So the point is that you find investors all kinds of different ways. You find lenders all kinds of different ways. There's private money all over the place. If you look in the internet, if you look in the local paper, if you look at investor clubs and all kinds of places, you will find people with cash. I get calls from investors now that I've known for a long time that I've done business with that say, please find me more properties to buy. I have all this money and I need to put it to work. I don't know what to do and I need your help. And then when you find a deal for them, they're very thankful and they pay you very handsomely. Trust me when I tell you that you can make a lot of money doing that, and I have. So So that's another thing that I wanted to share with you. So the other thing that I think is really important is, in addition to telling the truth, always keep good records. Know who you're talking to. Keep, some sort of a list of the investors that you meet, so that you can contact them when you find things that fit what they like. If some guy says to you, or some gal says to you, I want to buy such and such, you now know that they want to do that certain kind of investment. And you know now that they've got that kind of money because you've met them at the kind of place that would give you that comfort. And, you know, you could, maybe they don't have it, but more likely than not, they do have it. And it's probably a good idea to at least try with them. And then go out and find what they're looking for. If somebody says, I'm looking for X, Y, Z, kind of, and they give you the various things that they're looking for, then just look for that exact thing and place ads for that exact thing, because you know you have a buyer that'll buy it if you find it, and look with realtors and all kinds of stuff. So it's like filling orders. So if somebody says to you, I want this, that, and the other thing, and they will, then you can say, okay, let me see if I can find something for you, and if I can, I'll let you know. And it can be whatever that deal is. It can be, if it's a large deal, they could say, I want apartment houses that are in such and such an area, that are doing such and such an income with so many units, or this, that, and the other thing. And then you just go out and put that out in the marketplace and try and find something that fits that criteria. That's a very easy way to make money in real estate without having any money of your own in the deal. And the other thing we say in all of the things we do is you don't have to have money to make money. And I believe that. I know it's true. I've been involved with deals where I've had no money in the deal, and I've made a lot of money from the deal inside and outside real estate. But in real estate, I've done it a lot of times. We've done loans for people where we've gotten fees. We've done partnerships where we've gotten paid. We've done all kinds of crazy and wonderful things inside real estate, creatively structuring deals, and helping people figure out something they couldn't figure out otherwise. Be a problem solver. That's another thing that's very important in everything we talk about. Whether you're looking for money, be a problem solver. If a guy says, I'm looking for such and such, find it and solve that problem. If somebody says to you, I have a problem with the IRS lien, take a look at the deal, talk to a title company or an escrow company or an attorney, and try and solve the problem. Because you will make a lot of money solving problems all the time, because people need help. They pay lots and lots of money to consultants and all kinds of folks to do all kinds of problem solving for them. And if you offer to do it without getting paid, unless you're successful, they're going to love you and want to work with you, and you're going to be their best friend, because they're going to feel like you have really offered them something that they can't find. A lot of people say, well, I'd really like to do this, but I don't want to pay anything up front. Well, you're not going to charge anything up front. You're going to charge only if you close. So they feel very comfortable that they're working in an environment where they're only going to pay if you succeed. And if you're an investor or a partner in a deal, there's no need for that anyway, because you're not, you own the transaction, or you tie it up and then you bring it to an investor and they buy it from you or whatever. I'm talking now about turning contracts over, and we'll get into that in a deeper discussion. But what I really wanted to touch on today was different ways to find investors. Make sure you stay motivated. Get business cards. Make sure you're organized. Keep a record of what everybody says to you. And with all the internet tools that are available today, it could probably be done for close to, if not no money at all. And then just get to the point where you're sending out like articles about what you're doing, and build your brand, build your relationship, build the fact that people know who you are. Just like I'm doing by talking to you today, this is what I'm doing. I'm looking to build my brand and create more relationships. So we have about a minute left. In closing, we've done like five or six of these. We're starting to get more and more people listening and going back into the archives, which you can do at no charge, and listening in the archives to the older shows, because we've now done five or six of these, and we're going to get into a lot of different topics. I'm going to start bringing guests on that I think are going to be really exciting, investors and escrow people and title people and agents and all kinds of people to kind of, you know, guests and be part of this. So We've enjoyed being with you today. I have about 20 seconds left. Thank you very much for listening. We look forward to working with you. We can fund your deals if we like them. Again, our phone number is 818-585-9706 or 310-358-7087. And our email is fci@peckbell.net. Thanks a lot. Bye.